Good morning and welcome to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be learning Amos Perek Hei, the fifth chapter of the book of Amos. This is actually right in the middle of the Sefer. The Sefer is nine prakim long, so we're in the middle chapter of the book. And this is now the Perek of Kina, of lamentation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has described the warning for the immoral society of the north of Israel. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, expressing lamentation on the future destruction which is about to happen. What we're going to do is, in looking at the psukim in our section, in this perek, we're going to look at it in six sections. We'll do one by one with a quick question on each. So let's do the first one. The first section is the beginning of the lamentation, which is psukim Aleph to Gimel, where Hashem says, Hashem is going to raise his voice, Kina Beis Yisrael, a lamentation against the house of Israel. And he says a very powerful statement. Noflo lo yisosef kum besulas Yisrael. The virgin of Israel has fallen and will no longer be able to be raised. Nitsho al admosa ein mekimo, thrown down, spread out on its land, and no one to raise it. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even though 1,000 may go out, only 100 return. If 100 go out, only 10 return. It's going to be terribly crippling. This is the first section. When exactly is this supposed to be happening? When is this falling, this image of a falling damsel going to be happening? So the Malbim says it is referring to the different stages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu removing himself from Israel. Meaning, when the northern kingdom split off, they started off, it was ideal, because they were removing themselves from the corruptness or the mistakes of Rechavam. But ultimately it turned very shortly into creative service of Hashem outside the Beis HaMikdash, and then to Avodah Zarah, and it went from bad to worse. And slowly HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachamim on them. At the times there was unity at the times of Achav, but then he got rid of Achav's kingship. And Yehu then came in, and after Yehu came in and he had four generations, they were also doing badly. But Yerovam ben Yoash was a good king in the sense that he expanded the borders of Israel. Hashem wouldn't punish him at that time. But it went to the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, I used to pick you up out of mercy, I'm no longer willing to pick you up, and at this point in time you're going to fall, and it's going to be the fall where there's no crutch, where there's no net. There's going to be no way that you're going to pick yourself up. It is interesting that on a halachic level, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Dalad Amud Beis says a very famous statement quoting Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if you look in the Ashrei, what we call Ashrei, which is actually Tehillah to David, Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei, which is as part of the Shachris and Mincha Davening, The Mizmor actually is alphabetic, so it says Arumim Chai Hashem Elokai Melech, and it goes Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. There's one letter in the Aleph Beis which is missing, and it is the Nun. Why is the Nun missing in Ashrei? Take a look the next time you see it. It's because of this pasuk, the pasuk over here in Amos Perek Hei. Pasuk Beis, and that is because the word Nun is the letter Nun is associated with the word Nafla B'Sulas Yisrael, of this image of this irreparable fall into exile. And because of that, it is left out as omitted. And the Gemara then continues to say that David HaMelech re-established it, or sort of gave hope to the return of the Nun, by saying, Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoifelim. And David, in the sentence of the Samach, talks about how Hashem is going to support all the Noifelim. What is very strange about this is that there are many good words which are associated with the word, the letter Nun. So it's strange that because of this one pasuk in Amos, which came way after the time of David HaMelech, it should warrant being omitted, which is a very good question, this Gemara. The Chida, in his commentary on Tanakh called Chomas Anach, actually addresses this, and he says a very interesting thing. If you look at the immediately preceding pasuk in Ashrei, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, Malchuscha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Malchus is in all the worlds. Well, that's true in the reality, in the ideal reality. But when we're in the reality of Golos, when we're being kicked around and shunted around and expelled and tortured and auto dufes and holocausts and expulsions and inquisitions, it doesn't look so good. It doesn't look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is really in the whole world, because his represented nation is being tortured. So therefore, David HaMelech, looking into the future, said, I can't put it in because of this Nafla B'Sulas Yisrael, this idea of Galus, which is going to be in the world. So what did David HaMelech do? He said, hoping for a better time. In Ashrei, he talked about Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim, that there's going to come a time where Hashem is going to support all those times that we fall, that we look like we're downtrodden in history. And that's how the Chida understands it. So it's a cosmic, messianic kind of message which we're seeing expressed over here. Let's move into section 2. Section 2 in this, in our perek is Pasuk Dalid to Vav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out and asks to search out the right places. Dirshuni v'chiyu, search me out and you'll live. Al tidrushu beis el, v'gilgal lo tavo, v'ersheva lo tavaru, ki ga gilgal golo yigle uvesel yel oven. He says, don't go to all the places where you serve Avodah Zarah. Don't go to Beis El, don't go to Gilgal, don't go to Be'ersheva, all the places that you would go to beforehand, search me out and you will live. And why? Because pen yitzlach ko'esh beis Yosef v'achlov en mechaber beis el. Lest the flame leave Yosef and consume you. Now, what is this image of the fire consuming? It is interesting to note that there is an image which we're going to see shortly when we look at the book of Ovadia, Sefer Ovadia, where it talks about how Beis Yosef is the spark which is going to consume Edom, the final exile. But in this case, it's actually negative. It looks like the spark is falling back on the house of Israel and it's through the house of Yosef. Why so? So Malbim says this is a hint to the last king of Israel, whose name is Hoshea ben Ela, who tries hard to reconstitute Israel. He gets rid of the guards on the borders. He tries to get rid of the Egle HaZahav, but he's fought internally. There's factions, and those factions betray him to Assyria, which ultimately leads through to the exile of the northern kingdom. So what is being said over here is what is going to consume is your own fire. It's not going to come from outside. It's your own self, as oftentimes happens, is it's the Jews who are the worst enemies of the Jews. And that is the base Yosef itself, which is going to fall apart internally. We move to section 3 in the Perek. Section 3 runs from Psukim Zion to Yod Zion. So these Psukim over here are focusing on the social crimes of society. Which Amos says, Ha'ofchim lela'ano mishpat utzdako la'aretz hanichu. You leave, you abandon justice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset about the way they treat the poor people. And therefore Hashem says, because you on the backs of the oppressed, you made all your houses and your fancy palaces. He says, "Bote gozis benisem." You're going to make these beautiful cut stone houses. You're never going to be able to live in them properly. You're going to plant these vineyards. You'll never be able to these fancy gardens. You'll never be able to drink the wine of them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and therefore, lochein hamaskil bo esahi in pasuk Yud Gimel yidom ki es rahi. Those who understand will keep quiet. It'll be a bad time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there'll be mitzpei, there'll be mourning in all the houses, in all the streets, in all the courtyards. Eriel new morning ki evar bikerbech bikerbecha ama Hashem, because Hashem is going to go in your midst in pasuk Yud Zayin. What does it mean that the people who are knowledgeable are going to keep quiet? Why is Hamaskil Yedoim? In this case, the Radak says is because those who really knew the truth and could say you're doing the wrong thing are too scared to say something because nobody wants to hear the right thing. Nobody's willing. There's no audience to hear them. Whereas Rashi says it's not referring to the rebukers, it refers to the people themselves. Those who sin so badly, when the punishment finally comes, they have to be kept quiet. There's not going to be a word, a peep, about why it's unjust, because they know it's just, because they brought it upon themselves. That's what it means. This terminology, by the way, is used classically in the Mefarshim. If you look in the medieval commentators, the Rishonim, they'll often say a Kabbalistic secret, and they'll say, Hamaskil Yidom, a person who understands should keep quiet. Meaning to say, if somebody's broadcasting, they think they know the secret, it's probably a good sign that they don't know the secret, taken from exactly this pasuk over here. And the imagery of Hashem going in your midst in this over here, the Mechilta says, is like the imagery in Egypt where the Mashchis is going out through Egypt and is destroying wantonly where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not protecting it. And you don't have protection because you've not painted your doors with the blood of the Korban Pesach. You don't have that protection. Move into the fourth section over here. And that is in Yud Ches to Yud Tes, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hoy hamisavim el yom Hashem, lomo ze lochem yom Hashem hu choshech v'lor. Why do you want the day of Hashem? It's going to be a day of darkness and not light. Because everybody's going to run it. You're going to run away. You're going to get attacked by the lion. Then the bear. And you're going to come to the house and you're going to be attacked by the snake. It's not a good day. What, who's waiting for the day of Hashem? What's going on here? Rashi says, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin talking about a bat and a chicken, which will have a conversation. And the chicken says, I'm waiting for light. And the bat says, oh, I'm so excited to see the daylight too. And the chicken says, no. The daylight's good for me, it's not good for you. So meaning to say, you can have Rishayim and Tzadikim, who are all waiting for the end of days, and the Tzadikim said to the Rishayim, it's not going to be so good for you. It's not going to be exactly as you thought it was. Daylight isn't good for you, it's good for me. It's the same entity is going to be good for me, but not good for you necessarily. And in fact, the Metzudas points out that it refers specifically to those in the south. Those who are gloating on the people in the north and saying, ah, they're going to get punished. Well, don't get so excited. It's going to come to you too. It's not a good day for those who have not been behaving themselves. Move to the fifth section. Chof Aleph to Chof Hey, where in this section HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want your sacrifices. So Nesi Moasti Chageichem V'Mariach Ba'at Soreseichem, I don't want your festivals, your sacrifices. Hazvachim U'mincha Higashtem Liba Midbar Aba'im Shalom Basis Shal. You brought me all these sacrifices in the desert. Well, weren't those good? So the Mepharshim point out, the Mitzvot points out, yes, those were good. But the point is that in the desert, they actually were not able to bring so as many korbanos. They brought a Korban Pesach only at the beginning and the end of the journey in the desert, but still, they were in Hashem's good books. Why? Because it wasn't about the actual korbanos, it was about what the korbanos represented. And in the desert, they had it, and now you don't have it, even though you do have the korbanos. Finally, the last two lines, the last two psukim in this perek Chavav to Chav Zayin, in the last and sixth section, is a very sad description of how you're going to take Sikus Malkechem ve'eskivui kiyun ma'amitzameichem. You're going to take all your Avodah Zorah and you're going to take it with you, and it's going to go with you into exile. I mean to say, you're going to be so aduk, you're going to be so connected to your Avodah Zorah, you're not going to even see the truth as the enemy is approaching. You'll be holding it in your saddlebag as you're taken to Damascus, as you're taken to Damascus in exile. Very sad end of the story, and this is the kinnah of Perek Hay. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.